In about 2 weeks, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. He faces a wide range of domestic issues, several of which were key in securing the support of swing states during the election. However, the United States is not alone in the world, and in the short time since the election, President-elect Trump has already ventured into diplomatic waters through his tweets. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be the first to present a challenge to a newly inaugurated President Trump after signaling his country would conduct an intercontinental ballistic missile test. It's a weapon, when perfected, that could reach the continental United States. Speaking on Skype, the East-West Institute's Jonathan Miller says while many carefully analyze the nuances of President Obama's messages, Mr. Trump's tweets should be viewed with broader strokes.
My biggest concern with regard to the Trump administration's policy on North Korea is that it needs to maintain a solidarity with its allies, Japan and South Korea. So there's a concern, as you mentioned, that Trump might just go it alone and look for bilateral negotiations. That's exactly what the North is looking for.
Trump taking a call from Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen will also present some diplomatic challenges, since he's publicly questioned the long-standing tradition of honoring the One China policy.
But I also think in the South China Sea, it's going to continue to be an area where the U.S. loses leverage. We even saw that at the final days of the Obama administration. So I think that China is going to continue to press hard in the South China Sea.
Moving forward, Miller says it's important to focus on the interactions the incoming president has with other nations.
Trump appears, anyways, to be focusing things in a very transactional manner, in a very bilateral manner. So it looks like he might engage with allies and partners from a bilateral perspective. We definitely see that from a trade realm. But we potentially could see this from a security perspective, too.
Like if the Trump administration will put as much emphasis on multilateral organizations like ASEAN or trilateral meetings, such as the U.S.-Japan-South Korea summits, as the Obama administration did. How President Trump proceeds in that area towards Asia is one factor, Miller says, to watch. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.